Washington County Little League All-Stars are on the air. Today's game, 9-year-old baseball, Washington County versus Sealy, is made possible by Woodson Lumber Company, H-E-B in Brenham, Batter's Box, Kiki Egg Farm, Bluebell Creamery, Cody Real Estate, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Wellman Insurance Agency, Eric Benitez with Cedar Frame Real Estate, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Dahman and Associates, BVR Materials, Blinn College, Coaches Insurance, Thielemann General Contracting, Washington Animal Clinic, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architectural, Altman Dentistry, Double D Glass Services, K&H Portable Toilets, LaRoche Chevrolet, GMC Buick, Bank of Brenham, Collier Construction, DDM Pipe and Steel, Brandit Graphics, Mr. Windshield, Belder's Buy and Buy, Seidel Schrader, Bilski Waterwell Services, Thrivent Financial, La Morales Meat Market, Pro Auto Supply, J&J Packing, Conjura Tile, and Brenham National Bank. We'll go to the field for the pregame with your host, Javi Jr., after these words from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Bob. No, not your dad's friend Bob who let you play with fireworks. Or that famous actor Bob. I'm a Breakfast Bob. Specifically, a breakfast on a bun from Whataburger. B-O-B Bob. I'm made to order with a fresh cracked egg, melted cheese, and the best sausage you've ever had. I'm nothing like those other Bobs. I'm better because I'm there for you. From late nights to early mornings, whenever you need a delicious pick-me-up. Can those other Bobs say that? Nope. Come see me at Whataburger, 11 p.m. to 11 a.m.
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go Washington County All-Stars.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
All right, Javi Jr. here with KWHI Sports as we get started here at West End Ballpark, located at West End Elementary in Industry. Now getting a little bit of a late first pitch here as Belleville and LaGrange are currently in the middle of a high-scoring affair that has gone over the allotted time. So while they finish up, we'll get started with the pregame here. And a beautiful day, beautiful field, beautiful evening out here in Industry for some baseball. Today it's going to be 9-year-old baseball with no more coach pitch. It's time for the kids to take the mound and put some pitches in. And from what I've seen so far today from these two teams, it should be an exciting one. Right now the weather is partly cloudy with not too much heat coming down, only 83 degrees. There was a high of 91, but it could get as low as 74 while we're out, 74 degrees while we're out here. Heat index says it feels like 83, and there's a 71% humidity at the moment. A little bit of wind with keeps switching from right to left and left to right, but shouldn't affect play at all as it's not too heavy of a wind. But today we'll be waiting for to get started with the Washington County 9-year-olds taking on the Sealy 9-year-olds here in Industry. Close by for everybody, and it should be an entertainment affair. Again, we just need to wait for Belleville and LaGrange to wrap up to get the game started. We'll be back with a little bit more pregame after a word from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas-grown and customer-owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock and limestone base. They have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. BVR Materials wish all the Little League All-Stars good luck this season.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's By and By at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top-quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
Javi Jr. back here with some more KWHI Sports pregame as we get set and ready for Washington County to take on Sealy in 9-year-old Little League All-Star action. And excited to watch the kids pitch, and we've had our share of coach pitch here leading up to this game, but couldn't be a better environment for a baseball game here today. Industry has a lovely, lovely ballpark here at West End Elementary. Fully turf infield and a beautiful flag sticking up in the over in the far fence there, and beautiful concession stand as well. If you're looking for get some good food, I had myself a Frito pie and a cheeseburger, and I got to say, it was an excellent, excellent experience. They got real chili here, not the microwavable kind, and the cheeseburgers are being cooked up on a Blackstone in the back. Couldn't ask for a better environment, and what really makes an environment is the people in the stands and plenty of friends and families from both sides and all four teams participating here today, loading up the stands. And be hard-pressed to find a seat here. You may have to bring your own, though. This ballpark clearly seats many. And right now what we're waiting for is for LaGrange and Belleville to wrap up their matchup. They're in the middle of their game here. A high-scoring affair that has spilled over past the 8 o'clock point of the schedule, which is when Washington County was set to take on Sealy. But we'll give them some time to finish up, and we'll get to the first pitch as soon as possible. I'll keep everybody updated exactly at when that should be. But right now, we're still looking at a few more minutes. So still time to get to the ballpark if you're looking to come watch the game here. I got to tell you, it is a very nice place to do so. We have people in the stands, and looks like it's gotten so full that we have a tailgate party going on and past the outfield fence. Old school way to watch the game as parents, friends, family have loaded up in their tailgates and on top of the roofs of their trucks to watch the game. I may even see a barbecue out there, a grill of their own. I'm not sure how concessions feel about that, but just to make do, it is Little League after all. What's most important is having a good time. So, speaking of having a good time, we'll be back with some more pregame after a word from our sponsors.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your new local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Hi friends, Gary Durenberger with Bank of Brenham. Being local, friendly, and mobile is at the core of Bank of Brenham's commitment to our customers and the communities we serve. Being local means we're conveniently located in downtown Brenham, in Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Being friendly means, well, being friendly. And being mobile means the ability to manage your account from the convenience of your smartphone. Local, friendly, mobile. Three really good reasons to bank with Bob. 836-3332 or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
Pre-game here for the Washington County versus Sealy matchup, a 9-year-old baseball for the Little League All-Stars. And right now we have a sea of red with a sea of purple in the stands, but rest assured, in no time here, we're going to have a sea of green next to a sea of black and gold. Of course, green for Washington County and black and gold for the Sealy team. Getting a late start to the game, but we should get started here within a short period of time. But for now, just talking a little bit more about the environment here. We're at West End Ballpark here in Industry, located at West End Elementary. And for a small town like Industry, they sure take pride in their baseball, because this is a beautiful field at this elementary school. They have a turf infield, which makes it nice for the players, and I can tell you there's probably a lot of moms in the stands that definitely appreciate that, as that means no dirt in the infield, so no dirt on the shoes getting into the cars on their way home. And speaking of moms, there's plenty of them out here, as this park has loaded up with plenty of supporters, and you'll hear some cheers there as it looks like Belleville scoring another run here, and the high-scoring affair continues between them and LaGrange. But one step closer to getting into it and moving on to the next game. Of course, the key to all of these games is for the young men and athletes learning the game to learn some more fundamentals and get the knowledge of the game advanced and hone their skills in for the next step of their journeys in their baseball careers. Being at 9 years old, this is a very early stage, but every step of the way is important. So they'll make sure to take advantage of that. And we've seen some impressive pitching, impressive fielding, hoping to see the same from the next game. And we'll be back a little closer to first pitch after a word from our sponsors for some more pregame.
Experience business growth and success like never before with Branded Graphics in Brenham. As your ultimate marketing solution provider, they offer a range of services from commercial printing, signs, banners, and custom apparel to promotional products and marketing services. With their expertise, Branded Graphics becomes your trusted full-service branding partner. Visit BrandedGraphics.com and let them be the driving force behind your business's success. Branded Graphics wants to wish a special good luck to all the All-Stars from the Big family in their All-Star Tournament games.
Stay on top of your game year-round with the elite baseball and softball training facilities. The Batter's Box. 2025 Summer Baseball and Softball Camp registrations are now open. Visit us online and register today. Mark your calendars. Tryouts for fall 2025 season will be happening in July. Contact us today for more info. Go online to battersboxbtx.com. That's battersboxbtx.com. Good luck to all the area's Little League All-Stars from everyone at the Batter's Box.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in at Guadalajara Restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use their private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
Okay. Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Thielemann Construction and Steg & Thielemann Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Thielemann Construction and Steg & Thielemann Plumbing. Visit online at ThielemannHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
All right, as the sun begins to set in the west end of West End Ballpark here at West End Elementary in Industry, we're getting ready to start first pitch, but still a little bit of a delay here as we approach 8:12 p.m. now. First pitch was set for 8 o'clock, but we're going to keep on waiting as Belleville will continue their game against LaGrange in what has been an extremely high-scoring affair and has this crowd on their feet and having a great time. Always more fun in a high-scoring game for these young men. And while the main point of these Little League All-Star games is for them to hone their skills, learn, and appreciate the competition that is this tournament, it's very important for their growth in the game. It's good to see them having fun with it as well. The wins matter, of course, but the fun matters the most, and the experience as well. Definitely a very strong presence from the Belleville side, as of course Belleville very close here to Industry. And communities that are too very intertwined. Small little Industry here, but I'll tell you, they have a very nice ballpark. The concessions have been amazing as well. And a party going on in the outfield as we have about a dozen trucks lined up with the tailgates open, coolers open, having a great time over there, enjoying some fresh beverages and a good time with some Little League baseball. Of course, right now in the beginning of June, always a fantastic time for baseball in Texas. Got perfect baseball weather and plenty of teams to watch no matter what level you're looking to watch. Right now, we're taking a look at 9-year-old baseball Little League All-Stars waiting on the first pitch of Washington County versus Sealy, two of some of the strongest teams in the tournament play. Right now, it is just pool play, so we'll see exactly how strong these teams are as soon as we get over to the first pitch. And we'll be back a little closer to first pitch after a word from our sponsors.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Bluebell Groom's Cake Ice Cream is renewing its vows on the frozen aisle. Milk chocolate ice cream with chocolate cake pieces, chocolate-coated strawberry hearts, swirls of strawberry sauce, and chocolate icing. See you at the reception.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Walgreens stores and all Arlen stores.
Looking to buy?
Wanting to sell? Hody Real Estate is here to serve the needs of Central Texas and beyond, with office locations in downtown Brenham, Round Top, and Belleville. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 979-836-8532 to speak with an agent. They have local experience with a global reach. Get the most exposure for your listings and list with the leaders here at Hody Real Estate. Hody Real Estate wishes all of the Washington County Little League teams good luck during All-Stars.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor, specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors. And a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
All right, back to West End Ballpark at West End Elementary in Industry, where we're getting set now for a 9-year-old baseball Little League All-Star game between Washington County and Sealy. And the great news that I have is that we are ready to begin, as Belleville has just beaten LaGrange 22-11 by run rule after 5 innings. We're going to get started for Washington County to take on Sealy. An official first pitch time, according to the umpires, is going to be 8:25. Again, that is 8:25 for the first pitch of Washington County versus Sealy Little League All-Star 9-year-olds. And it's like I mentioned before, it's a great day and a beautiful evening for a baseball game here for the Little League All-Stars, as the temperature is just about perfect at a cool 83 degrees. And the wind is just a slight wind. Now it's going from right field to left field, but nothing too hard, keeping it nice and cool for an already 82 degrees now. A little cloudy with no chance of rain, according to the forecast. So we should have ourselves a clean, complete game here. And only 10-mile winds, though the gusts are getting up to 21 miles an hour, but they are very few and far between. So now that the game is getting started, I believe all of Washington County has gotten word, because they are starting to pour into West End Ballpark here by the dozens. And we should have ourselves a nice, loud crowd, energetic, ready to support the teams on both sides, as Washington County right up the road from Industry, as well as Sealy not too far away either. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors, getting closer and closer to first pitch. Again, first pitch at 8:25. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Mr. Windshield in Brenham is a proud supporter of the Washington County All-Stars. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Windshield prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair, from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield or window. For all your auto glass needs, call them today or visit them online at BrenhamAutoGlassRepairs.com. The Mr. Windshield crew would like to wish the Washington County All-Stars and the coaches good luck.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams.
Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Looking to save some money on your auto insurance? Dominant Associates LLC in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help. Dominant Associates will take advantage of the many discounts available for auto insurance, like discounts for new vehicles, academic achievement, driver training, companion policies, and being claims free. To find out how to save on your auto insurance, contact Dominant Associates, your local trusted Germania agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham. Open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 5 and on Friday from 8 to 1.
As we get ready to rock and roll and have ourselves a party, it's time for some baseball. Just a few minutes away, 4 minutes to be precise, from the first pitch of Washington County versus Sealy 9-year-old Little League All-Star action here at West End Park in Industry. And the as we wait for the crowd to get filled up, there are plenty of seats to be had. And let's see who's going to get the good seats, because it should be a very good game. From what the scouting report says, two very strong teams in this tournament and pool play. So today we get the first look. Does KWHI on the athletes actually pitching? Up to now, we've had 7- and 8-year-old coach pitch, but now it's 9-year-old, so we get to the official pitching and be a little bit more of a competition here. Let's see what they're going to get to as we get to see another aspect of the game. Of course, when coach is pitching at you, it's a little bit more in your favor. So here we'll get some pitchers looking to get some hard strikes, and on the other side, trying to get some good hits here off of those pitches. What we've seen so far has been exciting. Of course, the reason for the late start to this one is because Belleville had to finish their game against LaGrange, and they did so in emphatic fashion, winning by a run rule 22-11 over LaGrange. So now that that one has wrapped up, we're getting ready for this one. The umpire is having to bring the concessions onto the field because they don't have a lot of time in between games here. They had a long first one, and they're going to have a second one here right after, less than 10 minutes in between the two games, as there is a schedule to keep. So we'll be back with more words from our sponsors and the starting lineups after this break.
And it's a home run! Make a home run with Coach's Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coach's Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up. Game over.
Steel Buildings. It's what they do at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop. DDM has been manufacturing every type of steel building you can imagine for almost 30 years. Barns, barnominiums, workshops, storage buildings, homes, and office buildings. They can do it all, and they'll do it right. DDM was built on the philosophy that low prices, high quality fabrication, and great customer service are the keys to long-term relationships. Get your project started today by talking with the experienced folks at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop.
All right, back to Industry, where we're getting ready. The boys are all warming up. They've split the field down the middle. Brenham, Washington County, Little League All-Star 9-year-olds practicing on the right side and right field. And the Steely 9-year-olds warming up on the left side as they've had to split the field. Usually one team gets the field while the other one waits, depending on who's home and away. For this one, it's going to be Washington County as the home team, but with such limited time after the game one went for a while between Belleville and LaGrange, we'll make do with what we got as coach calls the boys back in because we are right at the time. It's supposed to be first pitch at 8:25, but you got to understand in their defense, they need their time to warm up, make sure they go out there in this tip-top shape that they can and ready to play a ball game. But, of course, both teams dealing with the same factors and circumstances, it'll be fair no matter what. So Washington County heading to the dugout now. Seeley trying to get a few more throws in before getting things started. And, of course, trying to buy time for the umpires to scarf down their cheeseburgers and concessions because they were not allotted enough time in between. And, you know, we know they do a hard job out there, these umpires. So hopefully they can have themselves a nice, good game here. And we'll be here to call it as it goes, so we should be ready for the first pitch after this word from our sponsors.
This is Ben Fletcher with Citizens State Bank, and I'd like to personally invite you to our block party in Somerville on Friday, June 6th from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. We're celebrating our 100th year of community, commitment, and the relationship that made it all possible. Enjoy refreshments all day, lunch, giveaways, and live music with special presentations starting at 10:30 a.m. It's our way of saying thank you for being part of our story. We'll see you Friday, June 6th at Citizens State Bank in Somerville. Local people, local decisions. Since 1925.
Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mace Ayler.
And I'm Mac Ayler, and we are honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 South Bluebelt Road in Brenham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks, Altman Dentistry, for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine and on and off the field.
All right, back to West End Ballpark at West End Elementary and Industry, where we're starting to get a little bit more of those 21-mile-an-hour gusts of wind. Now, while most of the time the winds are staying steady at 10 miles an hour and it is staying steady in one direction, going right field to left field, shouldn't have too much of an effect on the game. But like I mentioned, both teams have to play in the same conditions, so it'll be a fair game no matter what. Just something to keep an eye out for as we get ready to get started. Still a little bit of a delay here. We were set for an 8:25 first pitch, but coaches want to make sure their teams are well prepared, as on the Washington County side, catcher getting fitted with his gear because, of course, they are away, so they'll be batting in the bottom of the inning. So they'll take the field first. And first to bat will be the Seeley All-Stars. And we're getting ready to start here as they will announce the teams.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. West End Ballpark would like to welcome you to this District 13 9U Little League All-Star game between the Washington County 9U All-Stars and the Seeley 9U All-Stars. We at the West End Ballpark love the game of baseball and encourage everyone to cheer on these young players and their teams. Please keep in mind that in the spirit of the game of baseball and Little League, we will not tolerate any negative comments directed toward any player, coach, fan, or umpire. Let's all cheer for our players and not against anyone. Thank you. Starting lineups for tonight's game. For the visiting Seeley 9U All-Stars, leading off, number 9, Jet Hollis. Number 17, Riker Sloan. Number 8, Regan Nelson. Number 34, Bryce Kirker. Number 3, Hayes Hinsey. Number 7, Pablo Viero. Number 10, Noah Trejo. Number 00, Chris Cardona. Number 37, Carson Brzezinski. Number 18, Kyron Bell.
Number 2, Cooper Frazier. And number 12, Talon Zabronik. Manager for Sealy is Derek Nelson, who is assisted by Robbie Hollis and Chris Sloan. Now for the home Washington County 9U All-Stars. Leading off, number 6, Preston Hody. Number 34, Grady Curtis. Number 27, Case Knesset. Number 25, Holden Hale. Number 44, Graham Wilkie. Number 22, Kanan Wilkerson. Number 77, Tanner Schrader. Number 9, Brady Wallace. Number 13, Case Anderjack. Number 99, Django Moffitt. And number 5, Reese Havisher. Manager for Washington County is Christopher Curtis, assisted by Dustin Knesick and Justin Hale. The umpires for tonight's game are Chris Krupala and Tyler Dingle. Play ball.
All right, we just got the call. It's time to play ball here at West End Park in Industry, where this Washington County Little League All-Star 9-year-olds will be taking on the All-Stars from Sealy in this baseball 9-year-old matchup. And we'll be back with the first pitch after a quick word from our sponsors.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh-cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh. La Morelos wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors, and a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
All right, as we get ready to start here, of course, one of the best parts about Little League All-Stars is that many of the batters get their own walkout song, so up to bat for Sealy is going to be number 9, Jeff Hollis. And Jeff Hollis, sporting a bat that we've seen very commonly here in Little League All-Star play, no matter the age group, and that is the regular bat, an aluminum bat like any other, but painted to look like a pencil with the eraser on the end of the bat. And it just cracks me up every single time I see it. So leading things off is going to be number 9, Jeff Hollis. Got ourselves a lefty batter at the plate. And on the mound, pitching for Washington County is Django Moffitt, number 99. Here's first pitch. That one's going to be low in the dirt. Skips over the head of the catcher. I believe that's number 44, Graham Wilkie. And on the very next pitch, Hollis able to get a nice hit off. Unfortunately, the throw not in time to first base, and he's going to get himself a leadoff single as the throw comes into Holden Hale at first, just a hair too late. And that leads things off with a single for Sealy. Up next is going to be number 17, Riker Sloan, right-handed batter. He's got himself a very energetic batting stance there. Bobbing his bat, pattering his feet left to right. If he can get the timing down, he's got some movement coming behind that swing. Here's the second pitch. First one was a ball. This one in there for a strike. Nice pitch by Moffitt. That one low in the strike zone. So 1-1 count here. Here's the next pitch, and a beautiful strike again from Django Moffitt, finding the strike zone twice in a row there. He is getting into a groove here. They're 1-2, and this one fouled right as Riker Sloan's going to stay alive here. All right, here goes Django Moffitt with the 1-2 count. Now, umpire's going to say that one's just a hair outside. That'll make it 2-2 now. But love what they're seeing here from Django Moffitt, does the crowd. Here's another one, and fouled back. Sloan's going to stay alive. He's going to make him earn this strikeout if he wants it. Runner on first, no outs. 2-2 count. Sloan, here it is, and he's going to get a hold of this one. Fouls it left side, not in play for an out in foul territory, so we'll keep it going, 2-2. Very energetic start here. Umpire will get the balls back, make sure that he's got plenty in his arsenal to keep the game going quickly, and here we go with the 2-2 count. I'll count 2-2, but we were about six or seven pitches in. And on the wild pitch, that's going to allow Hollis, Jeff Hollis, steals second base. Or, really given second base by a pitcher. Django Moffitt with a full count now after that ball. Here it is. And a nice swing there. Again, fouled off by Sloan. And number 17, Riker Sloan, seeing these pitches well, just needs to get that timing down. Like I said, he's got a bouncy, very energetic batting stance. Looks like Sheffield out there bobbing that back up and down. So 3-2, full count. Here it is. And he's going to get a hold of this one, put it into left field, pops up. And that one's going to get down, and that's going to score a run as around comes Hollis. Absolutely flying around the bases. I guess that's one of the best qualities of a leadoff man is for him to be speedy. And I'll tell you what, Jeff Hollis has got some speed. So now still no outs. That's 1-0 in favor of Sealy after an RBI double from Riker Sloan. And a very hard pitch there from Moffitt up over the strike zone, but reaching for it is Reagan Nelson. That'll put an 0-1 count as Moffitt jumps ahead of this count very early. Let's see if he can continue that. Here it is. And does umpire look like he was going to call a strike there, but pulls it back and leaves it as a ball. So that'll make it 1-1 now. Runner on second for Steely, no outs. And he's going to foul this one back. That'll make it 1-2. So Moffitt back ahead of the count. And Moffitt showing off some heat with his pitch here. And this one ripped into left field. That one's going to go just foul. Very well hit ball from Reagan Nelson. Just a hair early there. And waiting on umpire. Pitch came in. Reagan stayed in the batter's box, so pitcher didn't see it either. But we'll go ahead and erase that one, get this at bat continued, as umpire was not set yet. And this one up high from Moffitt over the head of the batter. Reagan Nelson getting a couple tips from coach there over in the dugout. I believe that's Coach Nelson over there. And this one pulled left. It's going to trickle foul. That'll keep 2-2 here to Nelson. These Sealy batters making Django Moffitt earn his first strikeout as they have been fouling off two strike pitches this entire first inning. He's going to pop this one. It's going to be a foul territory. Right in time for a play. There is Holden Hale as that ball popped up, stays shallow at his first base position, takes a couple steps up, and takes that one in for the first out of the inning. So down 1-0 here, Washington County puts an out on the board. And up next to bat is going to be number 34, Bryce Kircher. This one up high from Moffitt will make it 1-0. And again, runner on second base. And again, we get another look at the pencil bat. And a beautiful strike there from Django Moffitt. A fastball inside. 1-1. Evens up the count. And here's a 1-1 pitch. And this one gets a... Kircher got a hold of that one. But again, a little early. Puts it foul over the fence. Made sweet contact. Just has to get the timing down. And we'll take a quick break here as the a ball just went into the outfield from kids having fun on the side of the field here. But we'll get restarted, and here we go again. This one up high from Django Moffitt, 2-2. So with one out, runner on second in scoring position, Kircher looking to make cause some more damage for Sealy as they're up 1-0 on Washington County. This next pitch from Moffitt going to be low and outside. 3-2 fills up the count. And Kircher gets set. It's going to bang on home plate a couple times. Beating up home plate. Keeps tapping his bat on it. But it seems he's ready now. Here's the pitch from Moffitt. And that one's going to be too low for him. That'll put runners on first and second with one out after the walk for Bryce Kircher. Up next is going to be number 3, Hayes Hinsey. As he comes out to want to be a baller. And that is some H-Town classic. H-Town, throw it down. And on the first pitch, Django Moffitt able to get it beautifully on that inside corner for an 0-1 count to start things off here. He's already got one out on the board, just needs two more to get out of this one. He gives a nod to his catcher, and here's the pitch. And a good hit there into center field. Will they make a play? No, that one's going to fall, and that'll score a run. Throw coming in, not in time. And that's number 17, Riker Sloan, coming in for the run on the RBI double for Hayes Hinsey. That now makes it 2-0 in favor of Sealy as they're off to a good start here to the top of the first. Up next is going to be Pablo Fierro. Here's the first pitch to Pablo. And that one, a beautiful strike from Moffitt. Catches that outside corner, knee high. Pablo getting ready. He wants to bring his teammates in. He's got runners on second and third. Already 2-run lead for them. And a swing and a miss there from Pablo. Nice pitch to get him swinging from Moffitt. Blows one right past him. So that makes it 0-2. And that one's going to be to inside for a foul, but as it hits the catcher, we'll take a break just to make sure he's all right. He took that one off the forearm, and you know with how hard Moffitt's throwing, you know that doesn't feel good. And that's Graham Wilkie who just took the blow to the forearm. So as we give them a second to make sure he's all right and can continue, we'll be back after a quick word from our sponsors.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park invites you to support the Washington County All-Star teams this summer by attending their tournaments. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Washington County All-Stars! Here's wishing you a great season from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park Project.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
All right, getting started back up. Graham Hinsey, tough young man, is back in the game and right in time to catch a strikeout from Moffitt. So that on the 0-2 pitch, that's a three-pitch strikeout, and Moffitt has his first of the game.
Hey, Forrest, you're good.
And Graham, tough kid out there. He just took one. They take their pride here in industry of their baseball, and they even have a radar, and Moffitt throwing consistently right over 50 miles an hour. So just to give you some perspective of what it's like to take one of those off the elbow, but he's a tough kid, and he's going to stay in there, and he catches a strikeout on his very next catch. And he's going to keep it rolling. Another strike for Moffitt. 0-1 here. Up to bat here is Noah Trejo. And a swing and a miss from Trejo is going to make it 0-2, but the pitch gets away, and that's going to score a run for Seeley. That'll make it 3-0 in favor of Seeley. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and on the very next one, Moffitt's going to get the strikeout, his second of the day. Top of the first inning. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors. 3-0, Seeley.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept designs, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Little League All-Stars. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the youth during the Little League All-Star Games.
Insurance. Not something you enjoy buying, but if you need it, boy, you glad to have it. I'm telling you. Dahman & Associates in Brenham. Your local agent for Germania Insurance can help make buying insurance simple and less stressful. With over 250 years of combined experience, Dahman & Associates will find the best discounts to insure your car or truck, your home, or even your business. To save money on your insurance premiums, contact Dahman & Associates, your trusted local Germania agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
Getting ready to start the bottom of the first inning here. Seeley will take the mound as they just took a 3-run lead in the top of the first. So 3-0 in favor of Seeley over Washington County and 9-year-old Little League All-Star Baseball action. And leading things off for Washington County will be number 6, Preston Hody, as he'll be looking to respond for this Washington County team with an early deficit here. And on the mound for Seeley coming out is going to be Pablo Fierro. And of course, Fierro made famous by the car back in the day. Some cool-looking cars back then. So let's see if he's as quick with his pitches as a Fierro. Of course, I'm joking. The Fierros were not known for being too quick. Well, let's see what Pablo Fierro has in store for us here on the mound today. As the stands really have loaded up here today. On the right side, on the home side, is Washington County with a sea of green. They really show out for their boys out here. And here's the first pitch from Fierro. This one up and away on the lefty, Preston Hody. Washington County could really use a leadoff hit here, or just a leadoff base really will do. This one up high again, 2-0. But Fierro also showing to have some nice speed on his pitch, and he's going to show it off there on a 2-1 count with a nice strike. One, here it is, and a swing and a miss there from Hody on a nice breaking ball by Fierro. That's going to make it 2-2. So Fierro able to get back into this at bat, and Hody now finds himself with an even count. That one's going to be too high. That'll fill it up. 3-2 now to Hody. Preston Hody looking to get a leadoff base here. It's going to be a walk, a single, or an out to lead things off. And that one with a pitch outside will be a walk for Preston Hody as he'll get on base his first time out tonight. Leading things off for Washington County. Up next is going to be number 34, Grady Curtis. And this pitch well outside on a wild pitch, and that'll give Hody another base as he goes to second on the wild pitch. An awful step Curtis for a couple of practice swings as we get the ball back to the pitcher's circle. The mound. And here's the second pitch. This one up high. And Preston Hody acting like he's going for third, but he's going to just get himself a nice lead there. I'm sure if he's presented with the opportunity, that's exactly where he'll be going. A 2-0 pitch and a swing there from Curtis. It's going to make it 2-1, but off goes Preston Hody, and he'll be getting third base with a stolen base. Nice steal there from Preston Hody. He gets a nice jump. So 2-1 now, and this one ripped into left field. Will it stay fair? Yes, it will. Now score a run. Preston Hody comes around on a ball that was absolutely ripped in the left field by Grady Curtis. High fly ball that gets all the way almost to the corner and stays fair just barely. That one came up with some eyes on it as it looked to almost lift up some chalk if there were any chalk in left field. Left and right, first and third baseline kind of end at the infield, but that one was fair just by that much according to the umpire. So that makes it now 3-1 in favor of Steely, with Washington County starting to put up some runs of their own. Still no outs here. And next one's going to make it 2-0 here as Pablo Fierro, he has a nice pitch, just struggling to find the strike zone here. If he can get in the zone, and both mentally and in the strike zone, figuratively and physically, he'll start having himself a nice game. But this one's going to be ripped in the left field, and that'll score a run as around comes Grady Curtis and erupts this crowd here in Industry, Washington County supporters, plentiful here tonight. And that's going to be an RBI double for Case Kinesic. And here comes number 25, Holden Hale, left-handed batter for Washington County. Here's the pitch. This one outside, going to make it 1-0. And Holden getting plenty of support from the crowd. Takes this one down low. 2-0. Oh, So now with the score 3-2 in favor of Sealy, who's seen their lead dwindle, there it's going to put a runner on third with the wild pitch. So their lead very much in jeopardy here. 3-2. Washington County down by one, but they have a runner on third and no outs with a 3-0 count. And that's a fourth ball that's going to put Holden Hale on first base with a walk. That's going to bring up Graham Wilkie. And he's going to rip the first one high on foul, but showing off the power there. And getting mad at the ball as we saw him take that ball on a pitch by Moffitt off the elbow, since he is the catcher for Washington County, and takes his anger out on it there and puts one high, but foul. And that makes it 0-1, but after this wild pitch, I'll make it 1-1, but not wild enough to score another run. So still 3-2 in favor of Sealy. Washington County closing in. And this one, another wild pitch, but again, not wild enough. Here's the next pitch to Graham Hinsey, and he rips this one right side, and again, foul. But I'll tell you what, this is a young man with a powerful swing. I would not be surprised if he consistently puts it over the fence in batting practice. He'll be looking to create some of that here today for his team. Runner on third, no outs, down one run. He's got a 2-2 count. And this one up and outside, that'll fill it up, 3-2. And a walk fills up the bases, runners on second and third. Two in scoring position for Hinsey. And this pitch too low, that's going to make it a bases loaded situation for Pablo Fierro of Sealy. So not ideal here with bases loaded, only up one run. Start off the game with a nice 3-0 lead. The good thing is that there is a 5-run per inning rule in Little League, so even if they were able to get a grand slam, it would only be 3 more points on the board. So worst case scenario for Sealy, they'll be down 5-3 and looking ever more likely, as Washington County has been extremely hot so far with every batter up to this point getting on base. Coach Nelson coming up to have a talk with his pitcher in Fierro, just to calm him down, tell him you got to find that strike zone. Once you find that strike zone, we'll get back into this game. And Fierro has gradually gotten better at that, so just got to wait for him to get in his groove here. Next one's going to be up high. But a swing and miss there will make it 0-1. That's 22, Cannon Wilkerson. And on that one, he's going to get a hold of this one and rips it right side, but goes foul over the fence, 0-2. Right over the dugout of Washington County. So it falls behind the count, but he shows that he has some power. If he can get a hold of a ball here, he'll score another run. And that one, a swing and a miss by Wilkerson. So that'll be Fierro's first strikeout of the night and the first Washington County All-Star to not reach base. So Fierro looking like he's getting in a groove here. And shows just that with another strike. So that's now two strikes in a row for Fierro as he starts to find that zone. And he's going to make it 1-1, a wild pitch, and he hustles up to cover the bag, and it's not going to be wild enough to score another. So 1-1 with one out, up by one. But the bases are loaded. Dangerous situation here for Sealy. And he... That's going to be a rip to shortstop and chance for a double play here. The throw to first, not in time, but the throw to second was. So that puts two outs on the board. But the game will get tied up. As coming around to score was number 27, Case Kinesic. So that'll go down as an RBI here for Tanner Schrader. With a very hard hit ground ball to center to shortstop. Play was turned in at second base, but not able to get turned in at first for the double. So that put two outs, tie up the game. Runners on the corners for Brady Wallace. This would be outside to Brady from Fierro. And wind starting to pick up here as the night goes on. Sun fully set now. Tie game, still the bottom of the first. 3-3. And a nice strike there from Fierro will even up this count at one. And Brady Wallace looking to get himself a hit and bring another one of his teammates in. And this one outside, 2-1. So runners on second and third. Brady Wallace has two in scoring position. And two is all the more runs that they'll be allowed. So let's see if he can bring them in. He's got one more out to do so. And down to his last strike with Fierro putting a nice one right there knee high on that outside corner. Beautiful placement from Fierro. So two balls, two strikes, two outs, two runners on. Deuces are wild. Here's the pitch. And that one going to be ball too high, says the umpire. And that'll make it a full count, 3-2. So full count, runners on second and third. Here is the pitch, and that one's going to be fouled back. And the crowd loving it as Brady Wallace stays alive in this at-bat. If he can put a ball fair, it'll score at least one more run with a base hit here. But very likely two more with runners on second and third. He'll get some cheering on from the crowd, and that's going to walk him. So that'll load the bases, and he's going to hustle up and take his base. Plenty of enthusiasm from that young man. And on the first pitch, it'll get away from the catcher from Fierro, make it 1-0. And up to bat is number 13, Case Andrzejczak. And here's the next one from Andrzejczak, from Fierro outside to Andrzejczak. That'll make it 2-0. As Case finds himself well ahead here. So with the 2-0 count, this was going to be in the dirt. Make it 3-0, or rather in the turf. And that one will be fouled off. I'll make it 3-1. Case Andrzejczak staying alive here. Right-handed batter for Washington County. Here it is, and he's going to foul this one back. That'll fill up the count. So full count here for Fierro again. If he gets an out, that ends the inning tied 3-3. But if he walks or gets it, or Andrzejczak gets a hit, that'll be another run for Washington County as they have surged back and responded well. And that'll be a walk with a high pitch. So that's going to give Washington County the lead. 4-3 around the score comes Holden Hale. So 4-3 in favor of Washington County. Here comes number 99, Django Moffitt, pitcher for Washington County. He'll have a pitcher's duel with Fierro, but first, oh, it won't be with Fierro as he is going to get pulled from the game. Coach comes up and just says, you know, it's not your night, young man, but good practice out there, good effort, as you saw Fierro definitely giving it his all. And coming up will be number 12, Talon Zebronic for Sealy. So he'll get some warm-ups in, and that'll be a pitching change. We'll be back after a quick word from our sponsors.
Thrivent is a proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Let us work with you to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Call us at 979-836-0693 for an appointment today.
Summer's a time to get things done on your property, and DDM Pipe and Seal is ready to help. Whether you're building a new pipe fence, adding a roll-up door, building a workshop, or putting on a steel roof, DDM has everything you might need. Their experienced staff can help you select the right materials and hardware for your project. Whether it's angle iron, pipe, flat plate, tubing, roll-up doors, metal building components, or welding supplies. So what are you waiting for? Get that summer project started with a trip to DDM Pipe and Seal today, with locations in Brenham and Bastrop.
So back to West End Ballpark, where Washington County has responded in a big way after allowing three runs to Sealy in the top of the first. They've come back with four runs of their own, so now it's 4-3 in their favor. They can score one more run in this inning before it's over. Of course, Little League comes with a 5 maximum run per inning rule. And we just had a pitching change as Pablo Fierro of Sealy comes out for Talon Zebronic. So up to bat is going to be Django Moffitt, and he'll get a pitcher's duel, but against a new pitcher here. Righty on righty. Here's the pitch from Zebronic, and he finds a strike zone on his very first pitch. Nice pitch there from Zebronic. Makes it 0-1. And Django Moffitt, we saw plenty of power on his pitches. See if he can have the same power on his swing here. He'll take the next one in the dirt. That'll make it 1-1. Again, not wild enough of a pitch to score another run. As the catcher number 3, Hayes Hensey of Sealy, has done a great job of staying in front of these balls as best as he can. Next one's going to be too low, 2-1. Zebronic files slightly behind the count. Here's the next one, and that one a breaking ball that Moffitt gets a hold of. Zebronic picks it up, gets it to first, but not in time. That's safe, and that'll score another run for Washington County. That's 5 runs scored. They get a 5-run inning of theirs to respond to Sealy's 3-run top of the first. So that's the score, 5-3, as that 5-run maximum rule comes into effect. We'll be back for the top of the second inning after a word from our sponsors.
Kiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Washington County Little League All-Stars. As local owners, we're honored to provide your family with a wholesome, protein-rich food option full of essential nutrients. We take pride in producing quality eggs that help support a healthy lifestyle. You can find Kiki's Farm Fresh Eggs at local grocery stores, convenience stores, and finer food markets near you. Congratulations and best of luck to the Washington County All-Stars. Go out there, play hard, and take state. We're cheering for you.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank. Serving you and the community. Better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community. At Brenham National.
So getting set for the top of the second inning here at West End Park and Industry. Nine-year-old Little League All-Star action between Sealy and Washington County. Washington County just hit their limit in the bottom of the first inning with five runs after Sealy had a three-run top of the first. And that's how the score stands right now, 5-3 in favor of Washington County. And up to bat for Sealy is going to be Chris Cardona, 00, as we'll get his walkout song here. He's a left-handed batter for Sealy. But we'll have to get through the warm-up pitches for Moffitt here first. So that's Django Moffitt still pitching for Washington County. We did already see a pitching change for Sealy. That was Zabronic, Talon Zabronic, coming in for Pablo Fierro. And here we go. We'll get started here as into the box steps Cardona. And on the very first one, Django Moffitt going to keep that streak going. A strike with his first pitch. 0-1. Jumps ahead of the count here early. Can he keep it going? Here's the second pitch. And again, knee-high outside corner. Finds it again well ahead, 0-2. And three pitches, three strikes, and that's a quick strikeout for Django Moffitt. His third of the inning, evening, only 1 1/3 innings in. This man is on fire, and like I mentioned earlier, there is a radar gun here at Industry, and it is showing just over 50 miles an hour on Django Moffitt's pitches, and in doing so consistently, the young man's got himself a cannon. First one outside here, 1-0. And a swing and a miss there by Carson Brzezinski of Sealy is going to make it 1-1. Nice pitch inside to jam him up there. Django Moffitt with a wide arsenal of pitches. This one fouled back, 1-2, as Moffitt jumps ahead of the count. And the crowd standing behind their pitcher. Plenty of green here today. Showing out for their Little League All-Stars. And that a swing and a miss. That's a four-pitch strikeout for Django Moffitt. And his fourth of the evening. Up next to bat for Sealy is going to be number 18, Kyron Bell. Here's a pitch from Kyron Bell. That one going to be too high, 1-0. And so two outs, nobody on base. This one too wide is going to make it 2-0. Can Sealy get a runner on? They're in danger of having a 3-up, 3-down inning here. Here's a 2-0 pitch, and that one does catch the knee-high inside corner, 2-1. It's Moffitt looking to get back into this one. And a swing and a miss there on a pitch inside by Django Moffitt. Evens up the count, 2-2, as he fights back from a 2-0 count. And a smile on his face because he knows he just delivered some heat. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Deuces are wild. This one inside, full count. Django Moffitt one strike away from a 3-up, 3-down inning. And that's going to be a strikeout. So not only is it a 3-up, 3-down inning for Django Moffitt, it's an immaculate inning as he does so with three straight strikeouts, putting him at 5 on the evening. We'll be back for the bottom of the second inning. Washington County leading 5-3 after a word from our sponsors.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star Teams. As a trusted advisor to the Brazos Valley since 1967, Seidel Schrader provides tax planning and preparation, assurance, and valuation services. And they're honored to be recognized again as a regional leader by Accounting Today. Seidel Schrader is committed to serve and elevate their clients, communities, and team. Seidel Schrader recognizes the hard work and dedication of these athletes and wishes the Washington County All-Stars all good luck in their tournaments.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area youth. They support the local youth in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They send their thanks to the managers, coaches, Little League board, and parents of Washington County for their time and support during the All-Star season. Collier Construction congratulates the All-Stars and wishes them good luck in their upcoming games.
All righty, as we just saw Django Moffitt had an immaculate 3-up, 3-down inning for his third, fourth, and fifth strikeouts of the evening. He keeps the score 5-3 in favor of Washington County. And here comes Seeley up to bat. And leading things off for them will be, Washington County up to bat. It was just Seeley getting struck out three times there. So up next to bat for Washington County should be Reese Havisher. And he'll round up the lineup. After him, we'll get back to the top of the lineup. Let's see if he can lead things off with a base here for Washington County as they'll look to continue their hitting barrage that they had in the first inning. And speaking of hitting barrage, their first five hitters got on base. So they've been doing a good job reading pitches, getting bats on the balls, and getting on base, which is the most important thing. One way or another, whether by walk or by hit, they've been doing it all night. Let's see if they can keep it going here with number five, Reese Havisher, right-handed batter for Washington County. First one to be a swing and a miss. Nice pitch there by Zebronic. And, of course, Zebronic coming in for Pablo Fierro after coach made the call. And this one, a one-hopper to his catcher, will make it 1-1. So here's coming the 1-1 pitch from Talon Zebronic, and this one way too high. That's going to make it 2-1. Looked like he was looking for a breaking ball that did not break there. He'll give it another try here. 2-1 from Zebronic. Nice pitch there. Gets a swing and miss from Havisher. Well, he evens up the count 2-2. Let's see if Havisher can get back in this one. He's got a 2-2 count his way. Here is the 2-2 pitch. This one popped up. Play to be made there by the catcher, but not in time, as that one popped straight up but came down too quickly for the catcher, number three, Haynes Hensey of Seeley, to make a play. But good effort and good instincts from Hensey, as he knew what to do. He popped up, looked for the ball, but it came down too quickly. So that'll keep it 2-2 here for Havisher. And Reese Havisher going to put one past the pitcher's mound, but it is corralled by his second baseman and flipped to first for the out. That'll put one out on the board. Making the grab at first base was Reagan Nelson of Seeley. Back to the top of the lineup here for Washington County. Preston Hody up, as he was walked his last time out. So perfect on-base percentage so far. One time up, one time on base. He'll take the first one up high and away, 1-0. And 1-0 pitch. This one popped up from Preston Hody. Play to be made at third base, and it will be made on the pop-up. That puts two quick outs here. Quick outs on the board for Seeley. as they look to get a 3-of-3 down inning of their own. Up next to bat will be number 34, Grady Curtis. Had a solid hit his last time out to score the run. And this one can be a slow chopper down the third baseline. Throw not in time. It's not coming in. Better to keep it in your pocket. Number 7, Pablo Fierro, just comes up and gathers it. Keep it from being extra bases. So a nice single there from Grady Curtis will at the very least avoid a 3-up, 3-down inning. Up next is coming up is Case Kinesic. And a nice pitch there from Zebronic. And stealing second base is Grady Curtis on a nice jump there. Took advantage of the pitch that was a little bit mishandled by the catcher there. Good job by Hensy staying in front of it, but not able to get the throw in time. And this one ripped down the middle, right over the mound, and coming around is number 34, Curtis, and he's going to score a run. That makes it 6-3 in favor of Washington County. A beautiful RBI triple for Case Kinesic. All right, now we'll have Holden Hale, number 25, coming up to bat. Left-handed batter for Washington County against the righty Zebronic on the mound. With two outs, Sealy has allowed a run. They need one out to get out of this one. They got two quick outs, but have allowed two hits in a row here to allow an RBI. And a swing and miss there by Holden Hale will make it 1-1. So 1-1 count here to Holden Hale from Zebronic. Zebronic's going to load up. Here's the windup. Here's the pitch. And that one foul. Going to go foul as it trickles right side. 1-2. So with two outs and two strikes, Zebronic needs one more strike to get out of this inning. And this one's going to go outside, evens it up at two. Deuces are wild, two balls, two strikes, two outs. Here's a pitch from Zebronic, and that one's just a hair too high. It's going to make it 3-2. Full count now to Holden Hale. And with runner on third, a walk here would put runners on the corners. And this one ripped right side, but a fantastic play made at first base by the Sealy first baseman, Reagan Nelson. As that one right at his feet, he's able to get a hold of it and step on the bag for the third out of the inning. That'll retire the side. But Washington County able to score one more run. That makes it 6-3 in their favor. We'll be back with the top of the third inning after a word from our sponsor, or bottom of the second inning after a word from our sponsors.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's By and By at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
I want to rock!
and ready to rock and roll here at West End Park and Industry, where the Washington County 9-year-old Little League All-Stars were able to get another run on the board, give them a 6-3 lead over Sealy. And now Sealy, with a chance to respond, will come out for the bottom of the second inning. And coming out for them is going to be number two, Cooper Frazier. Right-handed batter for Sealy. This one low and away, 1-0. Oh, I apologize. It is the top of the third inning. A little bit of a delay on the scoreboard, but we'll keep things rolling here. 1-1. One count here, and that one another strike from Moffitt. 1-2. Pitching to Cooper Frazier. Top of the third inning. Washington County ahead 6-3. And on the 1-2, this one a little hair wide, says the umpire, 2-2. And again, Moffitt throwing with some consistency here, well over 50 miles an hour. Very strong pitches from a 9-year-old, and he is going to get a strikeout there on the swing and miss from Frazier. And that'll be Moffitt's 6th strikeout of the evening. So back to the top of the lineup for Sealy. Here's Jeff Hollins. And he's going to put one right past the mound. And that throw not going to be in time. And he's going to get himself a lead off, a single here. Oh, I apologize. That was number 12, Talon Zebronic. As Sealy does have an extra hitter over Washington County. So Talon Zebronic getting on base with a nice hustle up the first base line, and now will be number 9, Jeff Hollins. And first one outside, 1-0. And ever since Moffitt has gotten back into the groove here, finding the strike zone, he's put some heaters in there, as he does here again, 1-1. I am thoroughly impressed with the speed that he comes with on his pitches. 1-1, this one fouled left side. That'll make it 1-2. And Hollis has some speed, as he showed in his first at-bat. And sporting the pencil bat here. And this one almost exactly the same spot, left side. Be fouled off, 1-2, stays alive. Oh, Django Moffitt, one strike away from another strikeout, and too high, says the umpire. 2-2. And that will get some disagreement here from the Washington County crowd, but nonetheless, we have a 2-2 count coming up. And Hall is trying to get on base. Left-handed batter for Sealy. Here's a pitch from Moffitt. That one outside fills up the count. Good job by Hollis looking that one off. So with the full count, up 3 runs is Washington County. And that one almost hits Hollis, and that'll be a walk for him. On the fourth ball. Now one runner's on first and second. Only one out. Up to bat is going to be Riker Sloan. And he represents the tying run. Down 3 runs here. And this one a hard bouncer that gets to second base. The throw to second on time, but the throw to first will not come in. That'll put runners on the corners with 2 outs. And up next to bat is Reagan Nelson. After the out, he also represents the tying run. Two outs. Seeley down to their last out of the inning to make something happen here. They're in good position, though. Runners on the corners. And this one's going to be a short chopper that falls in front, and Moffitt able to turn it into first base. A beautiful snag there by Holden Hale in first base as he is full extension, able to grab that one and get the out to retire the side. So Washington County holding on to their 6-3 lead here. We'll be back with the bottom of the third inning after a word from our sponsors.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woodson Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woodson Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Washington County Little League All-Stars and their coaches. Good luck to all of the All-Stars out there from Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy. Visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North, or call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
And we're ready here as Zebronic takes a few practice pitches here just to warm things up. He's looking to get out of this inning quick because they're down three runs and can't afford to take much more damage here. We're in the bottom of the third inning with Washington County up to bat, up three. So in good position is Washington County. Waiting on deck is Graham Hinsey. Or about Graham Wilkie, I apologize. And Wilkie showing off his power his last time out. Very impressed with the rip that he is able to create when he gets a hold of a ball here now. A couple of balls that looked like they would have gotten well to the fence were unfortunately pulled foul for him last time, but he did end up getting a hit on a ground ball.
Hey, D-Mike, let's go!
All right, so here comes Graham Wilkie. Left-handed batter and catcher for Washington County. And first one will be a swing and miss on the pitch out wide. So next one will be another strike there, making it 0-2 as Graham Wilkie falls behind the count. He'll have to battle back into this one. He'll get plenty of support from the crowd, plenty of tips. And he's going to do that. He's going to rip one center field. Is the play going to be made? A nice sliding catch in center field. That'll put one out on the board. And a well-hit ball there by Graham Wilkie, but unfortunately, a better play made out in center field by Kyron Bell as he comes in on his knees with a sliding, smooth slide for an out there. And on a high pitch there, Wilkerson almost swinging straight upwards on that one, fouls it off. Good job to make contact there. So Cannon Wilkerson hoping to get something going here, right-handed pitcher, right-handed batter against the righty Zebronic. And this one up high from Zebronic over the head of Wilkerson. Makes it 1-1. And here's the 1-1 pitch. That one is a breaking ball that stayed a little too high, 2-1. But Zabronic doing a good job finding the strike zone. We have one out and nobody on here for Washington County, up three runs. Here's the next one, and Wilkerson gets a hold of that one, and that one's going to trickle into center field. A nice base hit there from Cannon Wilkerson. A very hard hit right up the middle there. And up next is number 77, left-handed batter for Washington County, Tanner Schrader. One out and a runner on first. This will be a wild pitch from Zabronic that'll give Wilkerson second base. And on the very next one, Schrader puts it one hard down the middle, but a fantastic play made over there at shortstop by Jeff Hollis as he plucks that one out of the air for the second out of the inning. So now with two outs, up to bat is going to be Brady Wallace. He's got a runner in scoring position at second base. That's, of course, Wilkerson. With two outs, can they cause some more damage to Seeley? Washington County will try to, but Seeley will look to get out of this inning with no runs allowed. 1-0 count on the high pitch there from Zabronic to Brady Wallace. And Brady Wallace is going to foul this one back. That'll even it up at one. And the crowd has really filled up here now. More people in the outfield on their tailgates and plenty of people behind me in the stands. Full house tonight here at West End Park and Industry. And Wallace is going to get a hold of this one and coming up to make the play. The pitcher not able to get to the flip from second base to first in time for the final out of the inning. That'll retire the side with zero runs allowed in this one. Seeley stays in the game 6-3. We'll be back for the top of the fourth inning with Seeley up to bat looking to respond as they're down three runs after the word from our sponsors.
Hey guys, Eric Benitez here. I'm deeply honored to have been chosen as Washington County's favorite realtor, along with Cedar Frame as a favorite real estate brokerage through the Banner Press. I'm grateful to be blessed with the resources and support to serve our community, and I'm devoted to our local youth and sports. In fact, with your support, last spring we were able to award 4 student athlete scholarships. The real estate market and technology have evolved over the years, so we're doing things a little different when it comes to selling and marketing your properties. If you have any questions about your home's value, please reach out to me, 979-830-3914.
Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mason Ayler.
And I'm Mac Ayler, and we are honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 South Bluebelt Road in Burnham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks, Altman Dentistry, for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine in on and off the field.
All right, as we get ready here for the top of the fourth inning, Washington County takes the field, and we'll have a pitching change for Washington County as Holden Hale will come in for Django Moffitt. So they'll swap out the righty Moffitt for the lefty Hale. And he'll be looking to continue the streak as Moffitt comes off after three full innings where he had 6 total strikeouts, an average of 2 strikeouts per inning. He had himself a solid, solid night. But they'll get some action here. And I'm sure he'll be looking to do more of the same for Washington County. As the music comes louder here at the park, so does the crowd, gets more into it. And as the minutes go by, I see more heads popping up over an outfield on the tailgates of their trucks. And here on the first pitch from Holden Hale, well above the head of his catcher. Bangs hard against the fence here. the back fence. And up to bat for Sealy is number 34, Bryce Kircher. And this one high, up high from Hale is going to make it 2-0. So Holden just getting into the game here, just needs to find his groove and find the strike zone. This one down low, 3-0. Definitely showing plenty of speed on the pitch, just again needs to find the strike zone. Limited amount of warm-up pitches, of course. And he does so right in the nick of time on his fourth pitch. Makes it 3-1. A fastball knee-high on that inside corner. And 3-1, this one up high is going to say the umpire. That'll give him the base and draw some disagreements from the Washington County crowd. But nonetheless, that's a leadoff walk here for Sealy to Bryce Kircher. And up next is the catcher for Sealy, number 3, Hayes Hensley. And on the very first pitch from Holden Hale to Hensley is going to be a beautiful strike there, 0-1. And this one fouled back off the face mask of the umpire. He gives us a thumbs up, but he took a hard one off the face mask there. Either way, fouled off makes it 0-2. And that one came off with some speed there. So Hale showing plenty of heat on his pitches. And on a wild pitch there that gets away from Wilkie, the catcher, that'll give second base to Kircher. Apologies to Hayes Hensley. And on the very next pitch, a nice strike there from Holden Hale. And that's good for a strikeout, so that'll put two outs on the board here. And with two outs down three runs, up to bat for Sealy will be Pablo Fierro. First one, a ball 1-0. And this one, nice in that strike zone, lower part of it. 1-0, and sliding on the base attempt. On the stolen base attempt, getting in the nick of time is Hayes Hensley. The throw in time, but the throw a little too high for a tag to be in time. So that'll give Sealy third base. And a swing and a miss there by Fierro will make it 1-2. And Holden Hale one strike away from getting out of this one. And that one too high for the liking of the umpire, evens it up at 2. And this one foul tipped. That'll keep him alive. So 2-2, up high, full count now. Holden Hale takes a deep breath. He knows he needs one more strike to get out of this one. Can he find the strike zone here? All he needs is some heat over the plate. And check swing, and I believe he did check it in time. And that's a high pitch, so that'll be a fourth ball. And that'll put runners on the corners for Sealy. And now Wilkie will go up and have a chat with Hale. Just want to get on the same page here. So a quick conversation between the catcher Wilkie and pitcher Hale. That'll bring up number 10, Noah Trejo. The only one out and runners on first and third. Here comes the steal attempt to second base. And that will get there. So now that's two runners in scoring position for Sealy on the stolen base by Pablo Fierro. And Trejo looking to drive a couple runners in. That one will be outside, 2-1. His next pitch from Hale, and a swing and a miss puts two strikes on the board. Good pitch there from Holden Hale. Gets Trejo to swing and miss for his second strike. Can he make it a strikeout with runners on second and third? Only one out in the inning. And he does exactly that with a beautiful pitch over the plate. And that'll be a strikeout. The first of the night for Holden Hale. I apologize, that is the second strikeout of the night for him, as both of the outs have been by strikeout. But still, with runners on second and third, Sealy's still in a position to make something happen. But after that swing and miss by Chris Cardona, Washington County is one step closer to getting out of this one unscathed. So 0-1 to Cardona. Here's pitch from Hale, and another swing and miss from Cardona. Hale putting plenty of heat to get it past him. So with an 0-2 pitch, Holden Hale well ahead of the count. Here it is, another swing and miss. And that gives another strikeout to Holden Hale as he picks up right where Django Moffitt left off with three straight strikeouts for an immaculate inning. Well, they weren't in a row, but nonetheless, they get out unscathed, and he does get three strikeouts. So 6-3 in favor of Washington County over Sealy. We'll be back after a quick word from our sponsors.
Tieleman Construction and Stegen Tieleman Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tieleman Construction and Stegen Tieleman Plumbing. Visit online at TielemanHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
Conjuratile Incorporated at 1004th North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjura Tile congratulate the Washington County boys and girls for making the Little League All-Star teams and wish them luck during the tournaments this summer. Conjura Tile thanks all the coaches, parents, and Little League Association for making this experience possible for our young people. Go Washington County!
Sweet dreams are made of the game that Washington County is having right now, because their pitching has been phenomenal. Through four innings, they have a total of 9 strikeouts combining from Moffitt and Holden Hale. That's Django Moffitt and Holden Hale having elite pitching performances here. But Sealy's still in the game as they are up. They are down only 3 runs, 6-3 to Washington County. And that is the landscape as we get ready for the top of the 5th inning. Our apologizers will actually be the bottom of the 5th inning. With the home team, Washington County, up to bat. And up to bat first for them will be number 13, Case Andrzejczyk. And the wind really picking up here in West End Park, right to left. And Andrzejczyk going to take the first one for a strike on a nice curveball there for Isobronic. 0-1. Case Andrzejczyk.
Right here, Case.
And on the next one's going to be a swing and a miss. That'll put Zebronic ahead of the count early, 0-2. And some words of encouragement for Andre Chak there. He finds himself down 0-2. He's got to battle back here. And off a skipper, able to pick one up off the dirt and trickles it into center field. Impressive batting there from Case Andrzejczyk. Reach for one down low, but after it skipped off the ground, able to get it into center field with a nice hit. And that's a leadoff single for Andrzejczyk. Up comes Django Moffitt to bat. And first one's going to be taken by Django for a strike, 0-1. And next one will even up the count, 1-1. And this one down low will make it 2-1 from Zebronic. As Django with a good eye there to let it go by. That's Django Moffitt. And 2-1 pitch, here it is. Popped up by Moffitt. Will the play be made or will it fall in? It does fall in. And that's going to put Andrzejczyk at second and give Moffitt a single. So two straight singles to start things off here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Up to bat is going to be Reese Havisher. Right-handed batter for Washington County. No outs and runners on first and second. He's going to put a slow roller that gets past the pitcher. The throw to first, not in time. That loads the bases and erupts the Washington County crowd. But with no outs and bases loaded, they are in an opportunity to cause some real damage here to Seeley. Up to bat is the top of the order in Preston Hody, number 6, left-handed batter for Washington County. And these 9-year-old All-Stars have put themselves in a fantastic position here. Up 6-3, they now have bases loaded with no outs. And first pitch outside from Zebronic, 1-0. And the 1-0 pitch coming in. This one up high from Zebronic makes it 2-0. Let's go, Swag! Nobody better, Swag here! Let's 2-0 count up high makes it 3-0. That's three balls in a row from Zebronic. He's got himself in a situation here. So, base is loaded. No outs. 3-0 count to Preston Hody. And Preston Hody's going to rip this one into center field. That one will drop in. Scores one run. Coming around is the second run. That scores two with Django Moffitt sliding in with a sick slide. So two runs score here as Django Moffitt. Django Moffitt and Case Andrzejczyk come in to score. And up to bat now is going to be Grady Curtis as he has runners on first and second. A nice two RBI single from Preston Hody. And that will do it for Zebronic's night. Up next to pitch is going to be... Well, we'll have the update here in a second as who's coming in to pitch, but we'll be back after a word from our sponsors to allow for a pitching change.
Hi, I'm Bob. No, not your dad's friend Bob who let you play with fireworks. Or that famous actor Bob. I'm a Breakfast Bob. Specifically, a breakfast on a bun from Whataburger. B-O-B Bob. I'm made to order with a fresh cracked egg, melted cheese, and the best sausage you've ever had. I'm nothing like those other Bobs. I'm better. Because I'm there for you. From late nights to early mornings, whenever you need a delicious pick-me-up. Can those other Bobs say that? Nope. Come see me at Whataburger, 11 p.m. to 11 a.m.
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go Washington County All-Stars.
All right, back here to West End Park, where it's Washington County now leading 8-3, a 5-run lead. And if they're able to continue that lead after five innings, the rule is 6 runs after five ends the game, a 6-run lead after five, or a 10-run lead after four. They won't be able to reach that 10-run lead after four, but they still have hope for a run rule after five. We're currently in the bottom of the fourth with, like I mentioned, Washington County leading 8-3. And we had a quick pitching change here, and all warmed up is Chris Cardona.
Let's go, GC!
And up to bat is Grady Curtis, number 34, right-handed batter for Washington County. And he rips one left side, and that's going to have a couple people in the crowd holding their breath, hoping that doesn't go towards their car, but it looks like it rolls safely down the hill. 0-1 as he fouls that one off. Good power there from Grady Curtis. If you get the timing, that would be a solid hit to score another run. And this one's going to be a slow roller that gets the shortstop position. Will the throw be in time? No, it's skied over the head of the first baseman. That scores one run in Havisher and puts Hody on third. So great base running there from Reese Havisher. Heads up, see the error, and get to home. That now makes it 9-3 in favor of Washington County. And up to bat comes Case Kinesic. Runners on the corners for him, right-handed batter for Washington County. He's going to take the first one. It will be a strike. And off stealing is Grady Curtis with a nice jump there. He slides for show, but he would have gotten there standing up. It was such a good jump. Grady Curtis on second, Hody on third. And Preston Hody itching to come in to score a run at home. But here's an 0-2 count after the strike to, well, that's to Case Kinesic. And he's going to rip one on a hard ground ball down to the shortstop position. No throw to be made. That scores a run in Preston Hody and holds up the runners at first and third. So still runners on the corners here. And here's 10-3 ball game in favor of Washington County. Up to bat is Holden Hale, who just got subbed in at the pitcher position. Left-handed batter for Washington County against the lefty Cardona of Sealy. And he's got runners on first and third. First pitch makes it 0-1. And with four runs being scored already in this inning, Washington County can score one more. This one fouled up. Chance for someone to make a play. It falls harmlessly into the grass. A couple dads in the stands, eyes on that, making sure they don't need to make a play to protect anybody around them. 0-2, and this is going to be ripped by Holden Hale, and that one's going to fall in the outfield. And coming in to score is Grady Curtis, and that now makes it 11-3, and that will do it with a 5-run rule here in the bottom of the fourth inning. We'll head to the top of the fifth after a 5-run inning from Washington County that gives them a lead 11-3. 8-run lead for Washington County. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock and limestone base. They have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. BVR Materials wish all the Little League All-Stars good luck this season.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
All right, we're back at West End Ballpark, located at West End Elementary here in Industry. And right now, the Washington County 9-year-old All-Stars, Little League All-Stars, are in control of this ball game against Sealy. 11-3 is the score, as they just had a 5-run inning. And, of course, that's only because the rule is you can only get a maximum of 5 runs per inning. If not, they would have kept them coming, I can assure you. So 11-3, and the only runs for Sealy being scored in the top of the first to lead the game off. They have gone a bit cold here, so they'll be looking to liven up the bats again. And it looks like Industry Ballpark here, West End Ballpark, playing Thunderstruck to try to get the energy up. As up to bat will come Sealy. And that's going to be number 37, Carson Brzezinski. Right-handed batter. Here's first pitch. And right in there from Holden Hale. Just needed to get warmed up, start finding that strike zone, and he does so again here, 0-1. He's already got three strikeouts on the night. And a swing and a miss makes it 2 strikes quickly here to kick off the top of the fifth. Oh, 2 count, here it is, and that one's going to be fouled right side as it just barely goes foul. It looked like it may have come up with some eyes on it, but comes up blind in the end and goes out of play. So still 0-2 as Brzezinski able to stay alive. Here's the pitch from Holden Hale, and that one too far inside. 1-2 count. And here's the 1-2 pitch from Holden Hale. This one pulled right side. A nice play made over at first base by number 77, Tanner Schrader, as he dives in and makes that grab. It did take a skip, so he steps on the bag, and that puts an out on the board. So with one out down, here comes Holden Hale as he pitches to number 18, Kyron Bell. And he takes the first one for a strike. Nice pitch there from Holden Hale. Next one from Holden is going to be a hair outside, says the umpire, 1-1. So 1-1, one out. Nobody on here for Sealy. They're down 8 runs. And a swing and a miss there from Bell is going to make it 1-2. Now, unless Sealy can score 3 runs in this inning, that's going to be the ball game. And after another punch out by Holden Hale, they're down to their last out to try to make that happen. And that's Holden Hale's 4th strikeout of the day. And he continues the strike barrage as he puts another one in there, 0-1, here to Cooper Frazier. 0-1. A swing and a miss by Cooper Frazier makes it 0-2. And now Holden Hale, one strike away from ending the ball game. This one down low is going to make it 1-2. Trying to get Frazier to reach for one there, but Frazier stays disciplined and doesn't go for it. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Holden, and this one a little too far upstairs, says the umpire, who evens up the count at 2. Here's a 2-2 pitch, and a swing and a miss. Holden Hale ends the game on a strikeout as he comes in on fire, and Washington County gets 11 strikeouts in only 5 innings of play. That'll do it on a run rule as Washington County wins the ball game 11-3. That's the ball game, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors for some post game.
This Father's Day, H-E-B is your go-to destination for celebrating Dad in the best way. From premium steaks and grilling essentials to craft beers, snacks, and sweet treats, H-E-B has everything you need to fire up his day. Find great gifts, too, like grilling tools, sauces, and more. Whether he's a king of the grill or just loves a good meal, H-E-B helps you make it memorable. Show Dad how much he means with the best from H-E-B, because this Father's Day, no one does it bigger or better than Texas's favorite store.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in a Guadalajara restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
Okay.
All right, I'll tell you, somebody had it every way that they wanted. It was Washington County here tonight as we come back to West End Ballpark located at West End Elementary in Industry, where we just had a 9-year-old Little League All-Star game in baseball between Sealy and Washington County. Today it was Washington County coming up victorious 11-3 as they win by run rule after 5 innings. And plenty of sportsmanship and a hard-fought game by both teams. They line up to give themselves high, give each other high fives and say good game and get ready for their meetings with coach over on the left and right side of the field. Today the number of the day for Washington County was 11 as they score 11 runs and match it with 11 strikeouts on the mound, getting it done both on defense and on offense. They had themselves a fantastic game and showed why they are a force to be reckoned with here in the Little League All-Star Tournament. This was pool play, as we know, and they get their first victory of the season, 11-3 over Sealy. That's the ball game. My name's Javi Jr. Wrapping things up. I'll catch you next time.
Brought to you by Woodson Lumber Company, H-E-B in Brenham, Batters Box, Kiki Egg Farm, Bluebell Creamery, Hody Real Estate, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Wellman Insurance Agency, Eric Benitez with Cedar Frame Real Estate, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Dominant Associates, BBR Material, Glenn College, Coaches Insurance, Tielemann General Contracting, Washington Animal Clinic, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Citizens State Bank, Plan North Architectural, Altman Dentistry, Double D Glass Services, K&H Portable Toilets, LaRoche Chevrolet GMC Buick, Bank of Brenham, Collier Construction, DDM Pipe and Steel, Brandit Graphics, Mr. Windshield, Belders Buy and Buy, Seidel Schrader, Bilski Waterwell Services, Thrivent Financial, La Morelos Meat Market, Pro Auto Supply, J&J Packing, Conjura Tile, and Brenham National Bank. Final score, Washington County 11, Sealy 3. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.